Hello and welcome to this week's episode of SIN, Students in Need, with your host Phoebe Buffet. Thank you. This week we are dealing with a really important topic. We've been getting requests to talk about this since the start of the series of our show, and now finally I'm happy to announce that we were able to invite a doctor and professor of psychology and an expert in human relations, widely known for her best-selling novel, How to Get People to Like You. Let's welcome today's special guest, Judy Kaludi.
Hello, I'm Dr. Kaludi, and I'm happy to be here tonight. Thanks a lot for inviting me, and I hope I'll be able to help some of you guys today. If I won't, you can still order my book, How to Get People to Like You, on Amazon.
That's her. Isn't she lovely? Anyway, let's get right to the point. This week, we are going to help a few selected people from the audience with their problems. So please don't be shy and put your hand up if you'd like Dr. Kaludi to help you. Oh yes, how about the lady dressed all in black over there? Do you have a problem you'd like to share with us?
Hello, yes, I do.
Why don't you tell us your name first?
I'm Leonardo.
Hello, Leonardo. Please do start.
Well, I sometimes have the feeling that nobody wants to be my friend. I mean, I have friends, a lot of friends, on World of Warcraft mostly, but they're still my friends and I spend a lot of time with them. I mean, I have other friends, like on other online games. That sounds terrible because I don't play a lot, really. I often go outside and meet people. Well, I mean, when there's nothing to do in World of Warcraft. Okay, I'm really hitting it off right now in Age of Empires. I'm almost in the next level. But here at university, I feel lonely. Nobody wants to sit next to me, and when I talk to people, they pretend not to notice me. I just look at my laptop so I don't have to face the rejection. I don't think that this is the reason for the people not to talk to me, because if they would talk to me, I would pause my game and talk to them too. But this never happened. I have no idea.
And how does this make you feel?
To be honest, I feel quite stupid, and I really don't know why they're treating me that way. I'm not a bad person. I don't hurt anyone or say anything bad to anyone. I simply just sit there and keep to myself. I don't know why nobody comes up to me.
Well, maybe because you kind of smell.
But I mean, I shower at least once a week. Okay, sometimes when I'm online I skip it, but I think when I meet new people, well, shouldn't they like me for me and not for how I look or smell? I don't judge people based on that just either. Why would they?
Oh, Leonardo, well, what can I say? The saying goes, to live and let live. But you don't have to be a genius to get that this doesn't apply to people who literally smell like they've just climbed out of a garbage can. I can smell you from here. How about taking a shower? I'm pretty sure that would be a good start. And what about buying my book, How to Get People to Like You? It will definitely help you in this situation.
Okay, I guess. Can I ask another question, though?
We do have time for one more question. Go ahead.
Well, how about finding, a man friend? Like, I mean, a boyfriend. I have been with a man before. A lot of men. I mean, a couple of men. Okay, maybe some men. One is some, right? Well, there was this one time in camp. Anyway, what about finding a special man friend?
Oh my god.
Well, Leonardo, I'm afraid we don't have enough time to cover that kind of subject after all. Speaking of time, I'm sure there are a few more people who'd like to tell us their stories. Yes, you, the one who's been making comments.
Yeah, well, hi.
Hi, why don't you start with your name?
Name's Regina, you can call me Gina though.
Yeah, please continue, Gina.
Yeah, well, the thing is, and I know I don't look like someone who needs this kind of advice, and I actually am quite popular, but whatever, here's the story. So there's this girl that was put in my group, and this assignment is, like, super important, and she always tries to force her opinion on everyone and doesn't listen to anything I say. I mean, WTF, right? Well, and I'm afraid that the others in a group might side with her. I don't know why she hates me so much. She's probably just jealous. However, now I have to get all friendly with the others so that they choose me over her. But the problem is that I usually don't hang out with those kind of people. Well, let's say they're boring. So what's the best strategy here?
Oh, that one's a biggie.
Gina, I have to be quite honest here. I'm not even sure I understand your problem, but I'm just gonna go ahead and say that you have to look for friends who are not as popular as you. Some people need a leader, and that's where you come in. Show them that you have the right ideas and that following you will get them the best grade or something. When the assignment is over, you won't have to deal with that other girl anymore anyway. By the way, my new book, How to Get Rid of People, will be released in January 2015. You can already pre-order it on Amazon or on my website. I think that one is going to be your personal Bible. For now, you can stick with my book, How to Get People to Like You.
Thanks for the advice, Mrs. Kaludi. I really appreciate.
We have time for one more person. Yes, the girl over there.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Allison, and to be fair, I don't really have a problem. Like, I have 6 friends at university, at least. Maybe even 8. You see, I'm quite popular too. But, I don't know, sometimes it's a bit weird. When I talk to them, they're all pretty nice and stuff, but whenever I ask them to have lunch with me, or I invite them to study with me, all of the time, they already have other plans. I mean, I really am a good friend. Just yesterday, I talked to Emily about my stomach bug. And when I say stomach bug, I mean like really, really bad diarrhea. Believe me, it was really, really bad. So we talked about all the things I've been eating over the last few days so we could figure out what might have caused it. So that in the end, she would know what not to eat because I don't want her to get a stomach bug. So anyways, I figured out that it probably was the Chinese food that I ordered the day before. The guy really looked like someone who doesn't wash his hand after going to the toilet. Whatever. At one point, she just suddenly said that she forgot about an appointment and left.
What the actual... I'm sorry, but how in the world did you ever get the impression that you're popular? It was a good decision to come here tonight. Let's see, how about you just stop annoying the crap out of people? That's the best advice I can give you. Oh, and you need to buy my book, How to Get People to Like You. There's a whole chapter about people like you and how they need to handle their weird behavior. Jeez, what's with those bunch of losers today?
Okay, everybody. I think we might have time for one more tiny problem before the first commercial. Oh, there, Allison, you've got one more thing to say?
Yes, actually, Mrs. Buffet, this is a question for you.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Can't promise that I'll be able to help you, though.
Would you like to grab a cup of coffee with me after the show is over? It'd be my treat and we could...
Oh no, time's up. Too bad. We'll be back in 5 minutes after the commercials. Don't switch the channel and stay tuned for more tips from our human relations expert, Judy Kaludi. See you in 5. God, someone get that stinker out of here.
Hey you, Elnane. I feel kind of generous today, so maybe I can give you some advice because, you know, you don't look like a complete catastrophe. So... First of all, we just said take a shower because you smell like a dump, literally. Second, comb your hair once in a while. I mean, it looks like dreadlocks, but not really because they're kind of cool and your hair isn't. And how about giving that black clothes some color and giving yourself a face? You know, makeup? And with those changes, you could actually turn into a somewhat acceptable person.
Okay... Thank you.